proud crown of the habitually drunk of Ephraim. Then to the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is at the head of the fertile valley of those who are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord has a strong and mighty agent, as a storm of hail, a tempest of destruction, like a storm of mighty overflowing waters. He has thrown it down to the earth with his hand. The splendid crown of the habitually drunk of Ephraim is trampled underfoot. I'm the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is at the head of the fertile valley. Will be like the first ripe fig prior to the summer, which one sees, and as soon as it is in his hand, he swallows it. On that day, the Lord of armies will become a beautiful crown and a glorious wreath. And to the remnant of his people, a spirit of justice. For him who sits in judgment, a strength to those who repel the onslaught at the gate. And these also reel with wine and stagger from intoxicating drink. The priest and the prophet reel with intoxicating drink. They are confused by wine. They stagger from intoxicating drink. They reel while having visions. They stagger when rendering a verdict. For all the tables are full of filthy vomit, without a single clean place. To whom would he teach knowledge, and to whom would he interpret the message? Those just weaned from milk, those just taken from the breast. For he says,
deception. for this is what the Lord God says. Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. The one who believes in it will not be disturbed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the level. Then hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the secret place. Your covenant with death will be canceled, and your pact with Sheol will not stand. When the gushing flood passes through, then you will become its trampling ground. As often as it passes through, it will seize you from morning after morning. It will pass through any time during the day or night, and it will be sheer terror to understand what it means. The bed is too short on which to stretch out, and the blanket is too small to wrap oneself in. For the Lord will rise up as at Mount Perazim. He will be stirred up as in the valley of Gibeon, to do his task, his unusual task, and to work his work, his extraordinary work. And now do not carry on as scoffers, or your shackles will be made stronger. For I have heard from the Lord God of armies of decisive destruction on all the earth. Listen, hear my voice, pay attention and does the farmer plow continually to plant seed? Does he continually turn and break up his ground? Does he not level its surface, sow dill and scatter cumin, plant wheat in rows, barley in its place, and rye within its area? For his God instructs and teaches him properly. For dill is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is the cartwheel driven over cumin. But dill is beaten out with a rod, and cumin with a club. This also comes from the Lord of armies, who has made his counsel wonderful and his wisdom great.